June 9, 1976. The trouble began long before that date, the day I remember, my 26th birthday. Kevin and I had not planned to do anything. We were both too tired for that. On the day before, we had moved from our apartment in Los Angeles to a home of our own, a few miles away, in Altamira. The moving was celebration enough for me. Dana. What's the matter? Kevin. Nothing. Just struggling with my own perversity. You know, I have half a dozen ideas for the Christmas story yesterday during the move. And now, when there's time to write them down, not a one. Here, Dana hands her husband a stack of books. Why'd I come out here? To get more ideas, hon. After all, they come to you when you're busy. I'm doing fiction over here. You put nonfiction over there. Something's wrong with me. What is it? What's wrong? Thump. No! Rufus! He's not breathing. You killed my baby. You killed him. Arr! Stop it. He's alive. I hope. Wah, cough, cough. Oh, Rufus, baby, mama, cough, 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 aw.
What is going on here? Click.
What the heck? How did you get over there? Kevin asks Dana. You, what happened? Are you all right? No. Tell me what happened. How did you move like that? How did you get over there? Tell me.
I would if I knew what to tell you, hon.
Dana, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I'm telling you. It's crazy. It's all I don't know. This stuff, this mud, this wet had to come from somewhere. Well, there was a river. A boy was drowning. I saw him. That's how I got wet. From the opening pages of Octavia Butler's Kindred, a graphic novel adaptation by Damien Duffy and John Jennings. Many years ago, I reviewed the late 1970s breakthrough novel Kindred, about an African-American woman spirited back to the antebellum American South from the then-present world of 1976. Kindred, by Octavia Butler, was an unnerving, gripping, and page-turner of a book those decades ago, and it is as gripping and thought-filled as it is presented to contemporary readers as a graphic novel today. The story begins, as you heard, in today's graphic novel with a young couple moving from their downtown LA apartment to a house of their own in the nearby suburbs. Suddenly, unexplainably, our protagonist, African-American professional woman Dana, finds herself whisked from her task at hand of sorting through the couple's copious book collection and is plunked into a hot summer's day, finding herself suddenly standing on a rural riverside when her attention is suddenly drawn to a young white boy who is thrashing and drowning. The suddenly time-traveled Dana splashes into the river water and saves the boy. But her reward is not a thank you from the distraught mother standing on shore, but a gun pointed at her head. Then just as quickly, Dana is whisked back to the present day. And her husband, Kevin, asks, as you heard, what happened? Well, our story surges forward quickly, with Dana rightfully scared that she will be sucked back into history once more. And what if she was returned to the antebellum South without her husband, leaving her solely at the mercy of the plantation family and their small, narrow-minded view of life, the plantation family that she had met after saving their child? This book is a reinterpretation of a classic 20th century novel in graphic form. It cannot and does not try to cover every story aspect or provide full backgrounds for every character in the original story. And so, to focus the story in picture-driven terms, the graphic novel version does focus in on the slavery experience of Dana and Kevin. We rarely see her and her husband return to her contemporary life, whereas she is living as a 20th century urban professional, a life that most of us could readily identify with, and a life that makes the novel form of this book a much readable tale. While this both enrages and angers the reader, who is increasingly upset for Dana in particular,
You see, her husband, Kevin, happens to be a white male and is able to get along in the antebellum South without all the questions, without all the bother, without all the horrors that Dana has to experience. It does offer us a prolonged period to witness the utter loss of moral moorings that infused the white master culture into which Dana and her husband are plunged. The idea that anyone other than the dominant white culture could have any sense of rights or opportunities for a life free of duplicity and challenge seems to never occur to the master culture's characters. And that is the story our authors want us to experience. It makes an even more compelling case for the novel itself when we realize through the graphic novel that Dana is an African-American woman and therefore presumed to be a slave, whereas her husband in 1970s life, Kevin, is actually a white man. They managed to get through their captivity in the South by assuming a master-slave situation, much to their distaste. Now back to our story. Dana and Kevin have settled into life on the Wayland Plantation, grisly though it is, since they seem to have no way to purposely return to 20th century life. They are simply popped back into modern life, seemingly on whim. The life they make for themselves in the antebellum South is harsh as Octavia Butler delves into the known world of 19th century slavery, from the callous and violent actions of the master class, the contortions the enslaved found themselves practicing to save themselves from harm, both mental and physical, not the least of them, the varied levels of subservience the enslaved enforced among themselves. Our story ends with a climactic series of events that sweep Dana and Kevin back into the world from which they came. But ever the author, Octavia Butler, in her original novel and in this graphic novel adaptation, leaves just enough of a question mark as to what will happen with Dana and Kevin in the future. Let me note, as a graphic novel particularly, the artwork is striking. To visually differentiate the time periods in which Butler set the story, our illustrator used muted colors for the present and vibrant ones for the past. And as other reviewers have noted too, there is a remarkable resiliency with this story. Set in the world of the mid-1970s, it is resonating still very well with readers from teenage years on up, some four decades later. Thus the newly issued graphic novel version. Co-written and illustrated by two contemporary artists, both were excited and somewhat daunted, we're told, when they were asked to take on this graphic novel project. In an interview, artists Damian Duffy and John Jennings felt especially daunted by the chance to adapt renowned speculative fiction writer Octavia Butler's beloved Kindred for a new graphic novel edition, as they are quoted. It was like, this is awesome. We've got this project. It's like our dream project. Yay, Duffy said. But excitement quickly turned to panic. I have to do what now? He also said to himself, end quote. I'm going to finish by reading from the introduction by novelist Nidhi Okorafor, as she wrote about this exciting adaptation of a classic novel. Finally, a graphic novel adaptation of Octavia E. Butler's mold-smashing science fiction book, Kindred. Can you believe it? And created by visual mad scientists John Jennings and Damian Duffy to boot? Fantastic. To see Butler's work presented in this way is deliciously harrowing. The very medium of the graphic novel already electrifies words and images. Tell one of Octavia's most immersive, relatable tales through this medium, and you have fire. This is an exciting moment in storytelling. Octavia Butler 2.0. Kindred, a story about a modern African-American woman who mysteriously gets dragged into slave times and situations to save herself, is Octavia's most popular book. If one of her works is taught in a literature class, 9 times out of 10 it's this one. That is because Kindred is her most accessible book. It is a narrative that deftly connects America's past, present, and future through the use of mysterious time travel. It's a most unique slave narrative that is no less relevant and realistic than incidents in the life of a slave girl, beloved, and 12 years a slave. And now, she writes, here is that story powerfully told in graphic novel form. Buckle your seatbelt, still your mind, Kindred makes the old new, and in doing so brings back the sting. If you've read Kindred before, the graphic novel format will renew the story. If you have not read Octavia Butler before, prepare yourself for an experience. You have chosen the perfect introduction to her work. Kindred will pull you right in. Welcome. Couldn't have said it better myself. Kindred, a graphic novel adaptation by Damian Duffy and John Jennings. It's from Octavia Butler's classic 1979 novel, and it's available at all of our fine local libraries, including, of course, the West Lafayette Public Library.